Here on the Mackey Motors tailgate, Mason Neal and joined with head coach Craig Roeder today. Coach, we appreciate you joining us here.
Yeah, you bet, Mason. Thanks for having me.
You guys last week went and hosted Creston and took care of business 50-0. Take me back to that opening play touchdown with Adam Malik first and kind of describe to me how you got there.
You know, we kind of determined already. We knew that Creston was going to sit in that 3-4 defense, so they had struggled a little bit stopping the run. And we actually came back to it was the second play of the game we ran a year ago down at Creston, and Taden Peterson ran for a 72-yard touchdown off the same play call. So it was 80-yard this year with Malik, so we outdid ourselves by 8 yards. But yeah, it was a great way to start and kind of set the tone for what we wanted to do and kind of how the rest of the game unfolded.
Yeah, and talk a little bit about the rest of the game. I mean, 50-0, you guys really got the offense rolling.
Yeah, we were able, again, everything, once you're able to establish that run game, their safeties were really aggressive. They're flying downhill to stop our run. And so then that actually opened up a couple of our slant routes and stuff. We were able to hit Matt Collison for a big one on our third possession, I believe it was. And, you know, and later on that game, Matt got a second receiving touchdown of the year too. So the run game was rolling, but that obviously set up our play action pass game, and it was really nice. You know, I think Camden was 7 of 10 maybe or something, but almost I think all the incompletions touched the receiver's hands, so Cam was really close to almost batting 1,000 for the night in the passing game.
And to be able to pitch a shutout like that, I mean, what really got going on the defensive end?
Well, at first, I think it starts with their game plan. You know, I'm blessed with some really, really good assistant coaches, and you know, the defensive game plan, they put a lot of hours into that, and you know, the kids bought in. They did their assignment. I thought we had a great, and I said this on the you know, the post game interviews last week, but I thought we had a great week of practice with our scout team, giving us both offense and defense. Gave us a great look. We saw exactly what we saw Friday night. So our guys were really, you know, well prepared. That it wasn't anything nothing surprised us really. So, you know, defensively, we just had to kind of contain that quarterback from scrambling. You know, I wasn't too concerned about the run game with our front 4 to 6 guys. And then defense, you know, the defensive backs came up with 2 interceptions on the night. So be able to force turnovers, that's always, you know, a good thing to see, especially as we get closer to the end of the season.
For you guys now on the road at Perry there, what is Perry's offense like to do?
Perry's a little different this year than we actually scrimmaged them a year ago. Kind of a late scrimmage deal with we were typically scrimmage Atlantic, and they ended up with a week 0 game. So we ended up with Perry, and they kind of ran a similar offense to us, but this year they've kind of gone spread. They run a lot of trip sets, a lot of just traditional gun shotgun sets, so they kind of try to spread you out a little bit, but they still do have a really good running back. He's been slowed up the last couple weeks, but early on, I know through the non-district schedule, he was right at the top of the district and rushing along with the Atlantic kid and Malik. So they do have a very capable runner, but it seems like they try to spread you out more, and that's kind of the setup to run, I think.
Do you feel like that kind of offense you guys have seen already with Greene County and some of the other teams?
Yeah, it's going to be, I think it is going to be pretty similar to Greene County. So again, if our front four play like they did against Greene County, you know, as far as just getting after the quarterback and kind of shutting down those, making sure that one guy doesn't get too far upfield compared to the other to make those running lanes. I think our front four will have a pretty good night again.
For you guys now as well, what do you feel like they're going to bring to the table defensively to try to stop your offense?
They're set pretty traditional 4-3 with a 2 high safety look. They did roll one linebacker up to make it kind of look like a kind of a 5-2-ish, but it's basically a 4-3 with a walked up outside backer to our strong side. At least that's what they kind of showed a couple times against Atlantic and Harlan, who also run with a tight end. So that's kind of what I'm anticipating we'll see. And you know, their safeties are their leading tacklers, so kind of like Creston, you know, they're safeties, but they're coming down and having to help support the run game. So again, if we can get some, you know, run game established, that with safeties that want to creep up and get in on tackles, usually that leaves you susceptible on the back end, and we should maybe be able to hit some play action passes.
And you talked about that passing game there. I mean, to start the season, the passing game was a little bit fresh there. Camden King getting some of his first starts. But later into the season here, do you feel like he's progressed pretty well?
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's just kind of the growing pains of getting your first start in Class 3A and in at the quarterback position in football, and really in reality in our non-district, it was basically in 4A. So, you know, I thought it was some really good tests early on, and gave us a lot of opportunities to learn and grow and get better. And that's exactly what we've done, and that's exactly what Camden's done. So, you know, it's kind of night and day from week one over at Gilbert compared to last week at home against Creston. So he's doing a great job, and not only just making throws, but just kind of controlling the offense and seeing, you know, we give him a couple reads. If hey, if we get this look, check into this, you know, this is the better play call, or if it looks really bad, he has a green light to audible and either switch sides or get us out of it completely and go to a different play. So I think you know, now that it's week eight, he's even more comfortable doing that, and he's really getting us into some good situations offensively.
For you guys know as well, I know the main priority taking care of business at Perry, but are you going to have an eye on that Atlantic Carling game?
Yeah, that'll be a big one. You know, we'll and it's kind of, you know, I think there's forecasts for some rain. You know, we'll be playing on a grass field in Perry, so we thought about going down to the stadium a little bit, but we just stayed on our grass field, and it was a little wet earlier this week, and just got some work in on, you know, maybe the footing's not great, but weather sometimes can be a neutralizer in the game of football. But it'll be kind of interesting too with that Harlan Atlantic. You know, if it is raining, I think Atlantic likes to run the ball about as much as we do, and Harlan obviously is very dangerous in the passing game, so that might weather might give Atlantic a little bit of a edge there, but you never know. It's a bunch of high school kids and Friday night football, so it's always up in the air.
Well, Coach, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and we appreciate you joining us here on the Mackie Motors tailgate.
You bet, Mason. Appreciate all the coverage, and go Tigers.